Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Hour number three, segment one of hour number three. Today is Wednesday, the 5th of April. Man, is the year moving fast. Can you believe it seems like Christmas was 1,000 years ago, but it seems like the year is fairly new, and yet we're closer to summer than we are to the first of the year, New Year's. It's amazing. We're headed right into summer as we speak. In Vegas, which has had the coldest winter in all of my years here, 21 years living here, was the coldest, wettest winter. And I kept telling everyone it has to be one of the coldest in history. And it came out yesterday. It's the coldest winter in 50 years, in a half century in Las Vegas, and therefore certainly one of the coldest in the history of Las Vegas. And last night was freezing. It was impossible to believe. Last night was April 4th, and it was freezing in Las Vegas. But today is a little bit warmer, and then it goes to 70s and then 80s next week. So we're finally done with the winter and into the spring. I can't think of a story that is more representative of what Democrats have done to our country than this tech executive, this high-tech executive, who I assume was worth in the hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe $500 million. Maybe he was even a billionaire. I don't know. But he was a tech exec by the name of Crazy Bob. That was what they called him. His real name's Bob Lee. And he's a father of two young girls. And handsome guy. Can you imagine being handsome and worth hundreds of millions of dollars when you're only a young guy? He's got to be like 40. Oh, here it is, 43 years old. 43 years old, handsome and incredibly wealthy and a famous technology mogul. You know, how many people would give their right arm to be that guy? Yet, going into his luxury high-rise in San Francisco yesterday, some bum stabbed him in the chest and killed him. He's dead. Just like that. That's San Francisco. He's dead. And the security cameras in the street show him being, I don't know if they show him being stabbed. They didn't say that. But they show him walking down the street holding, the bloody hole under his ribs with his hand and trying to flag cars down while he's got his phone in the other hand trying to call 911. And the cars won't stop for him. And he just collapses in the road and dies. 43 years old, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, two young daughters, and he's killed in San Francisco. And I'm just telling you, this is what happens in Democrat cities. Chicago last night elected Beetlejuice 2, a guy who's just as bad or worse than the last one, Lori Lightfoot, who believes in defunding the police. He's a communist. He's black. He's a Marxist. He hates white people. He has a white hatred. And as I keep saying it every hour, and I'm going to keep saying it, my buddy is one of the most famous, powerful politicians in all of Chicago, elected, but not anymore. Former elected big shot in Chicago and knows everyone in Illinois politics, Illinois Democrat politics, Chicago Democrat politics. And even he texted me back today when I said, is it really as bad as conservative sites make it? This guy's a communist. He hates white people. He hates the police. He's going to defund the police. He will destroy Chicago once and for all. And he answered back, yes, we're finished. Chicago's finished. It's the end of Chicago. That's a Democrat, a loyal, lifelong Democrat. So the town is done, and San Francisco is done, and Los Angeles is done, and New York is done. Remember, New York's the town where just a few months ago a bodega worker tried to defend his store and his life from a man with a machete, killed the guy, and they charged the bodega worker with murder. And they eventually had to walk it back and drop the charges because the people went crazy. And it was the front page of the New York Post day after day after day. So they were embarrassed and they walked it back. They want to charge you with murder for defending your own store. And then just days ago, same thing happened again. Parking lot attendant in New York City defending his parking lot from a guy trying to rob cars. And the guy confronts the good guy confronts the bad guy. The bad guy shoots him twice, whips out a gun, shoots him twice. The good guy wrestles with him while he's shot twice and manages to grab the gun and shoot the bad guy. And the police immediately charge the good guy with attempted murder. Again, charges dropped because of public opinion. They shamed the district attorney's office. Alvin Bragg, the same piece of garbage, loser, communist, George Soros-funded piece of crap that is indicted and now arraigned Donald Trump on the most flimsy charges in the history of mankind. That's the guy who tried to charge two good guys with murder who fought back and defended themselves. And by the way, think about it. In San Francisco, if this guy had gotten the knife away from the crazy person and killed him with the knife, they charged the tech guy with murder. So I guess he's lucky he's dead, right? Kind of funny way to look at it. He's lucky he's dead or he'd be on trial for murder right now. That's what happens in these blue cities. You can't even go near these cities anymore. Can't go near them. I keep saying that literally America is on the verge of a national divorce, and it has to be. And I'm right, because Chicago is becoming more communist every day. Last night they proved it. So it's gone. It's finished. And if you are a Republican, you got to move out of Chicago immediately and move to Florida or Texas or maybe my state, Nevada. And North Carolina, on the same day that Chicago voted for a communist for mayor, North Carolina had a state representative, Tricia Cotham, announced she's leaving the Democrat Party and becoming a Republican, giving the GOP a veto-proof majority in the state legislature. And she said the reason she did it was when she was criticized for using an American flag on her car and using praying hands emojis on social media. Because liberals hate the American flag and they hate America and they hate prayer, they hate God, they hate religion, they hate religious people, they hate people who go to church. It's just incredible. This kind of sums up what liberals are like. The Warner Brothers DC universe of comic book movies is about to welcome the opening of Blue Beetle, but fans are not welcoming a tweet by the film's director, Angel or Angel, I don't know, I guess it's Angel, Manuel Soto, who said he hopes Donald Trump is assassinated like President Abraham Lincoln. Soto's tweet has resurfaced. It was from 2018. On the eve of the release of the summer blockbuster he directed. At the time, he wrote, "The only thing I hope Trump has similar to Lincoln's presidency is the way it ended." As soon as the tweet was noticed, Soto deleted it at 4 a.m. on April 4th, 2023, a few hours after it was reposted. So this is Hollywood, right? This is what these people really believe. Don't go near his movie Blue Beetle. Make sure your kids do not watch his movie, Blue Beetle. And here's some more tweets from him. First of all, he tweeted that Puerto Rico is a slave colony to the United States. Yeah, okay. What Puerto Rico is a blood-sucking leech that takes all of our money. Everyone's poor. Everyone's on welfare. Everyone's on food stamps. And they suck our money away. And the United States gives them billion after billion after billion. And Puerto Rico loses it all. And they have like $100 billion debt. And the United States is supposed to pay for all that. But they're a slave colony of the United States. Yeah, okay. No, they're a food stamp leech of the United States. So here is another one of Soto's tweets. This is the director of the new movie, Blue Beetle. "You must be the dumbest piece of you-know-what to ever cross Twitter right after Trump. How stupid can you be? Puerto Rico is a slave colony of the United States. Your passport was imposed upon us, so there is nowhere else to go after your country." And then he uses another horrible word, let's say craps on my land, and blames us for the stink, F you. And he didn't say F either. He said the full word. So now you know he's just a foul-mouthed piece of human garbage who hates President Trump, typical Hollywood loser, the director of Blue Beetle. I hope he sinks the movie and it goes right under. We've got Budweiser in the news. Budweiser has committed corporate suicide with a transgender TikTok influencer named Dylan Mulvaney as their new spokesman. And I'm telling you, I'm picturing the scene in their corporate offices. They have just destroyed their whole brand. Can you imagine the executive who thought it was a good idea to use a trans TikTok influencer to promote Bud Light to all the macho men who drink Bud beer? This is not about Bud Light. It's about the entire Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch company and brand. And it's all ruined. A century of perfect branding is down the drain because you went woke. And once you go woke, you always go broke. But I think it's important to note that exact same TikToker is now working for Nike and representing their sneakers. How do you like that? How do you like that? That's pretty scary. Pretty scary. And I also want to mention that, you know, there's nothing that could be more deadly to the United States. I always thought open borders is the worst thing, and I always thought green energy and the climate change agenda is the worst thing, and I always thought that Biden's the worst thing, and I always thought that rigged elections are the worst thing, and I thought that the new pandemic treaty and the World Health Organization is the worst thing, and the list goes on and on. The vaccines are the worst thing. But the worst thing is central bank digital currency, and the Fed has announced they're launching it in July. And once it gets fully introduced into the system, I don't know how big, I think this is going to be just a little test, but once it gets fully introduced, it's the end of all of our lives. Because the Fed will have money as digital currency. There will not be cash. So if you have cash right now, they'll try and make it worth zero. Anything you've got in your mattress or your safe or your safety deposit box will soon, or dug up in a chest in your backyard, will soon be worth nothing. They'll try and take it away from you, make it worthless. And if you're a conservative who opposes their agenda, they'll freeze your money and kick you out of your bank. That's coming soon. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Raw and un...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Roots on fire. By the way, just to continue my rant a little bit about Bud Light, otherwise known as Transheiser-Busch, you know, I got to explain something. You know, I think I'll call this theory the 99%. 99% of the audience of all these businesses, in particular beer, right? It's men, it's macho men, it's white men, it's middle-class men, it's working-class men. 99% of your audience is not in favor of transgender nonsense. 99% of your audience has nothing against gay people in general, by the way, but they don't want you flying rainbow flags. They don't want you getting involved in politics at all. They don't want you to be pro-Trump. They don't want you to be conservative. They want you to shut the F up and not get involved in politics at all. Why do you have to support gay people or lesbians or transgenders or gender neutrals or bisexuals? Because you play in the NFL. Why does the NFL have to do that? Why does Bud Light have to do that? Why does the NBA have to do that? Why does anybody have to do that? Why does any business have to support the 1% versus the 99%? We are the 99%. And that's an exaggeration. We're the majority. We're the silent majority. In every business, we're 51%. We're as much as 60, 65%. Maybe in some businesses like beer, we're 70%. But in general, I think the term that would make sense is to call us the 99%. When you support transgenders, you're supporting the 1% and you're pissing off the 99% of your customers. You're suicidal. You're a complete psycho. You're a moron. You're loco. Your brain's not there anymore. You don't turn off 99% for 1%. And so if I'm exaggerating, you don't turn off 63% for like 21%, right? And some are undecided. It just doesn't make sense. So when they say, oh, we're proud we support gay customers, we're proud we support transgenders, we're proud we support BLM, But what about your 60% that are conservative Republican, not just white, but just conservative Republican, and they don't go for that nonsense, the kneeling for the flag, BLM burning down the country, transgender riots, transgender mass murderers? We don't, like, support that stuff. We go to church on Sunday. What about that group that is 60% of your audience? Why would you support the 30% or less in favor versus the 60% or the 70 or the 80 or the 99%? It makes no sense. You're committing suicide. So that's why Nikki Ballew is my partner on these books. I think he's going to be my partner for the next 20 years on books. Nikki and I wrote the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book 2 years ago. And one of my buddies on Wall Street did a study for me, analysis of the 116 companies we said you should boycott if you're a conservative, a patriot, or a Christian. And from the moment we wrote the book 2 years ago, guess what he found? The companies in my book have lost over $1 trillion in market cap. Over $1 trillion in market cap. Just the companies in my book since I wrote my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. So boy, did we hit a home run, and now we wrote The Great Patriot Boycott Book, which is selling like hotcakes. I mean like hotcakes. As a matter of fact, yesterday, in one day, we sold 3,600 books. In one day yesterday, 3,600 books. Just, you know, the book business. Most books, most publishers think a book is a success if it sells like 5,000 books, period. We sold 3,600 in one day yesterday, okay? So the book is a great hit because it's resonating with people. Today, as I start my radio show, I've already done 12 interviews today. 12 interviews. Not all of them aired today. Some of them were recorded, and they're going to air later in the week or next week. But I did 12 interviews already today, and yesterday I did like 8, and the day before, and the day before, and the day before. So I'm out there promoting the book, and the message is resonating, which is, why don't you, as a company, fight for the 99%, not the 1%? It makes no sense. So get a copy of the Great Patriot Boycott book with the 123 best companies in America that support patriots, conservatives, and people of faith and Christians. The 123 most patriotic companies. So this is the winning game plan to fund conservative patriotic companies and defund leftist woke companies. The Great Patriot Boycott book, following up the sequel on the Great Patriot Boycott book that resulted in over $1 trillion in market cap loss for dummies. Speaking of dummies, not only did a beer commit suicide on my watch, I never thought I'd see that, but a town has committed suicide. Chicago committed suicide last night. Are you aware of that? They just got rid of Beetlejuice, the most unattractive woman in the history of mankind, who was a communist and a loser and a defund policer who ruined Chicago and destroyed Michigan Avenue. And they went and elected last night Beetlejuice 2. They elected a black man. And I don't care if he's black, but he's a black man who hates the police and hates white people and is a communist. And I contacted my buddy, who's a diehard, lifelong Democrat in Chicago, who used to be one of the most important Democrat politicians in the entire state of Illinois and Chicago. And I asked him, is it really as bad as they say? And he said, Chicago's finished. It'll never recover. We're done. That's what a big Democrat said. This guy elected last night. Nightmare.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA News update. Several people are dead after a tornado hit the town of Glen Allen, Missouri. That's about 100 miles south of St. Louis. Glen Allen resident Shelby Davidson said it was terrifying.
A lot of cracking, loud wind. And it was in a matter of seconds, and then it just hit, and it was just awful.
Authorities going door-to-door in a search and rescue mission, but five deaths have been confirmed. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he will not appeal a federal judge's order that he testify in the ongoing investigation of former President Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election. It's not clear exactly when Pence will appear before the Washington, D.C. grand jury. Get ready to see higher prices at the pump. Gas Buddy says OPEC's decision to cut oil production will cause gas prices to rise. Estimates range anywhere from a 10 to 20 cent per gallon increase. The average price of gas in the U.S. right now is $3.52. John Schaefer, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
right, Wayne on the Roots. Let me repeat. I just want to make sure you understood the story. I've got a friend in Chicago who is one of the most powerful politicians in Chicago and the state of Illinois, and he's actually, as a Democrat, and he's actually a best friend of mine. He's the only real best friend Democrat I've got left in the world. And he just is sane, you know, sane Democrat. He's kind of one of those Scoop Jackson Democrats. He's a diehard Democrat. He only votes Democrat. He hates Donald Trump. But yet when I talk to him, we agree on every business issue. He likes low taxes. He doesn't want big regulations. He doesn't want crime in the streets. He doesn't like judges to let criminals go. He thinks Chicago's been a nightmare. He fought for the moderate Democrat running in the race for mayor last night. And guess who won? A horrible, crazy, communist, black Marxist who hates white people, hates the police, wants to defund the police, hates business people. It's impossible to believe they went from Beetlejuice to Beetlejuice 2. And I texted him because I thought he'd say, oh, Wayne, you're exaggerating. Just because conservative websites say this guy's bad doesn't mean he's really that bad. And this Democrat answer, this Democrat politician texted me back and said, Wayne, Chicago is finished. It's done. Stick a fork in it. It's over. So, you know, Chicago really is done. It's finished. Amazing. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. You can buy physical gold and silver from Goldgate Capital, the official precious metals dealer of this show. With your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account, Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver. That's what you have to buy, not paper gold, not stock market gold. Physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, my guest is here, Michael Letts, CEO and founder of InvestUSA.org. InvestUSA.org, a nonprofit providing bulletproof vests for police officers throughout the country. What a nice goal that is. My gosh, that must make you sleep soundly at night because you are a good person, Michael Letts. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. You're very kind, and I am honored to be on your show. You know, it does make us sleep well at night, but I'll tell you the flip side of that is currently we have 1.3 million sworn officers across the country, with 90% of them not having active shooter vests.
What?
And the ability to go home safely to their families.
That's impossible to believe. 90% of cops don't have bulletproof vests?
Well, no, we have to be careful how we say that. Let me tell you again. There are two kind of vests. There are concealable. When we started Invest in 1993, 52% of officers did not have any vests, okay, concealable vests. We got that percentage down to 19%. Okay. In the last decade, the criminals, now a concealable vest is the one you see under their shirt. That is a vest that will stop any sidearm, talking about a pistol, all right? It will not stop a rifle round. Over the last 10 years, the criminal element has gotten bolder. They've used assault rifles and have targeted our law enforcement officers for execution. So we had to stop and create a new technology called an active shooter vest with titanium plates. It will stop any round currently in the market.
Got it.
But unfortunately, because it is new technology, 90% of officers still don't have it.
Got it.
And that's very disheartening.
All right, so most officers have the old traditional vest. They are wearing vests, but most officers do not have the new updated version that's much better when it comes to a very dangerous situation with special caliber guns and bullets, et cetera, right? I got that right now?
You got it right. In fact, to give you a top-of-mind illustration, Nashville shooting, if you look at the body cam, those officers running in there had concealable vests, not active shooter vests.
So they had the good kind. No, they had the good kind or the bad kind? Now I'm confused.
They had the old kind.
Wow.
So call went out, active shooter. They knew that there were high-powered rifles that were involved in this call. But yet, what I'm so proud of those officers is they didn't care.
Right. They went in anyway to save children's lives.
Grabbed in and saved children's lives, regardless of the fact that they did that.
Look, no matter what people say, cops are the best people in the world. I'll say it again and again and again and again. Cops are the best people in the world. Are there some bad ones? Yeah, sure. Are there some ones that maybe are not perfect? Yeah, sure. Who is perfect? Are lawyers perfect? Are doctors perfect? But cops are about as good as you get, man. When you're in trouble, there's nobody you want to see more than a cop.
No question. Thank you so much for that. But, you know, that gives you a brief overview, and that's what we're doing now, is to make sure that officers all across the country have the new protection that they need. It will take some time, but we're going to accomplish it and make sure they can come home safely to their families.
All right. One of the things I like about radio is I get to meet lots of new people like you, Michael, and you and I have been, you've been on the show, I think, like maybe three or four times. One of the things that I like about radio is I always remember someone's voice. You have the most distinctive voice. You could not be on the show for 3 years, and you come on, and the first time you open my mouth, the first word that comes out, I know that's Michael. You know, you've got a very distinctive, deep voice.
They say that. Of course, the negative about that is I can't get away with fooling people on the phone, can I?
Exactly. They always know it's Michael. Michael Letts, by the way, CEO and founder of InvestUSA.org, a nonprofit providing bulletproof vests for police officers throughout the country. So if any of you have any loose change at all, please go to investusa.org and help them raise money to get the best kind of vests that protect police officers onto more and more cops, because 91% do not have that real, you know, super protective vest. I see here one of your points is that now that President Trump has been charged, police officers could be paying the price. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, it's very simply, you know, whether you support Trump or not is irrelevant. The issue is that if there was this situation were to move forward, it could have been done in a very different situation via Zoom. It did not have to be involved with bringing that person to the city, creating a circus atmosphere, and causing the city to have to create such security. Now, what did they do with the security? Understand, first of all, that New York City has been an advocate of defunding police. That's why their violent crime has skyrocketed. That's why we're having such issues. They've tried to backtrack on that, but unfortunately, they're back to their old tricks of trying to defund the police budget, of getting officers on the street with the equipment that they need. In this situation, by bringing the president there, first of all, it's costing them an additional $10 million in security. What do we mean by that? They are forcing every officer, whether you're undercover, whether you're a detective, whatever it is, whether you're on vacation, whether you're sick in the hospital. Of course, I'm exaggerating a little bit, sick in the hospital, but they're making sure everyone is on the street in full uniform, and that's costing an additional $10 million. Now, send the message that happens to law enforcement. We don't care about giving you dollars to make sure you're properly equipped, to make sure we bring on additional personnel so you're not overworked, but we are willing to pin $10 million out for a political statement to be able to make a political point. That sends a huge negative to law enforcement and just destroys what's left of the little morale that they have. That's the first issue. Second issue we have is, of course, replacing those officers now in the middle of a political process between two opponents, those who like him, those who don't like him. We've already had physical confrontations that have happened in the street. You're placing officers in harm's way for no good reason, for a political reason. The third and one of the most concerning issues, when you place these officers in uniform, back out on the street, we're talking about undercover officers, detectives, etc. Here's what you're doing. You know, there is facial recognition software that we've used for years, CIA, FBI, Interpol, across the world, etc. Well, the information, the software is old enough now that major criminal organizations, such as the Mafia and others, have access to it as well. I can get access to it. So what they do is, when you have circumstances like this where all the officers have been called out in a uniform, is they make it a point to make sure they've got current photographs of everyone. Then they go back in and say, okay, let's take a look on facial recognition software and see if this guy Wayne, who says he's one of us, he's a drug dealer wanting to set up a buyer, let's run it through the program and see if he happens to come up. Well, guess what? If it comes up as a positive, you just cost the life of an officer and possibly their family. For what?
Right.
For a political statement? Is that worth it? I don't think so.
Right. Scary stuff. Scary stuff. What do you think the biggest problem is with weaponizing our justice system? I assume you're going to tell me that it makes the average patriot out there nervous and distrustful of government and law enforcement.
no question, but it carries it a step further. Here's what I'm trying to tell people, because I've had people tell me, I'm not involved with politics. I don't care what they do in politics. It doesn't affect me. Let's look at this particular case. You have a local prosecutor who is taking a charge and making that charge go from a state issue to a federal issue, which he doesn't have jurisdiction over. He's already overstretched his bounds. But also, even on the state issue, it is past the 2-year statute of limitations. So what he has sent a message is that we no longer have to abide by rule of law. If there's a statute of limitations, it doesn't apply. We can get around it anyway. And the second thing he does is we can target you and go after a charge, even if it doesn't really matter or doesn't really stick, just to cause you the cost of defense, the embarrassment, the shame, and the ability to harass and persecute you. Now, is that the kind of America we want to live in? You know, we lived in that America 250 years ago, decided we couldn't take it anymore, and we had an American Revolution. Are we back in that situation once again?
Yes, we are. Yes, I'm going to give you an emphatic yes. We're very close to a civil war. We're very close to a revolution. We're very close to a lot. You know, I was at a party the other day, Michael. We're on the way out, but I was going to say, I was at a party, and the only debate at the party was half the people thought we're about to enter World War III, and the other half thought we're about to enter a civil war. And some of the people said, how can you do both at once? That's how sad our situation is in this country. That's what people are thinking about. Michael Letts, CEO and founder of InvestUSA.org, a nonprofit providing bulletproof vests for police officers throughout the country. He's a good guy. It's a good cause. Please send him a donation right now if you can spare it. InvestUSA.org. Michael Letts, thank you again for coming on the show.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. It's 2023, can you believe it? This year I want you to take control of your own life and start a business or even just a side business. It's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. Control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, for free. This book is packed with information and strategies to start your business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. With over 30 years in business and rated 5 stars with more than 14,000 reviews, NCH has helped tens of thousands of Americans start a business and protect their assets, and they can help you too. Visit NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com for your free book. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kiperidge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Isn't it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
All right, one of my great buddies, Freddie, just texted me a few moments ago, and he said, I was listening to your interview. Why aren't the police given the best body armor available from all the taxes we pay? And I answered back, because we're too busy paying for millions of illegals. You know, a lot of people don't think about this. The money that we spend on illegal aliens could be going to save the environment. It could be going to protect police with vests. It could be going for every school in America to have a security guard, armed security, armed off-duty cop, armed former police officer, armed former military guarding the school so your kids don't get killed. The money could go for building reservoirs in California so the moron, snowflake, liberal, loser, woke idiots in California can actually save some rainwater when they get torrential rain instead of it all running off, because no one will ever build a stupid reservoir because it might hurt the, you know, the pink spotted owl. My God, you're a bunch of morons. So when you people don't put two and two together when there's massive forest fires in California. If you didn't spend so much money on illegals, maybe there'd be some money left to pay for more equipment and more planes to drop more of the fire retardant. You could put the fire out much quicker. The money spent on illegals is not there for anything else when you need it. And that's why our country's in such bad shape. Think of the money we spend on illegal aliens. And the question is, why? Who wants them here? Who asked for them to come here? Why is it my responsibility? Why is it your responsibility to pay for all the world's poor? Screw them. They have no right to come here. They haven't earned the right to come here. Millions and millions of them. It's just all madness. Madness. The sponsor of this segment of the show is GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, already using, much better quality, far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. Their cleaning products, as an example, much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. Their meat, they've now got the beef, and they've got beef, or I should say cattle, are raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA.
I think they've got like 140,000 acres, never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef's the highest quality anywhere, never sold in stores, exclusively available only to their members. So like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com, this is the answer for beating inflation. I saw an interesting article I wanted to read you about the vaccine death count. This is the most important poll ever done. Mainstream media will never commission a poll like this, never. So when they say the poll must be wrong, ask to see their poll. Okay? And so this is Rasmussen. They came out with a new poll. And the poll asked people about if you know people who died from vaccine death versus how many people you know that died from COVID itself, the virus. And just as many people, just nearly almost as many people in America believe they know someone close to them who died from the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine than died from the actual disease itself. So let's see. They did the math, and I want to see it. The math. So the polls show that one thing in this country, both Democrats and Republicans, agree on, that the vaccines are as deadly as COVID. And that is stunning. So why isn't the mainstream media ever commissioned their own poll to ask the truth? The poll validates the Skidmore paper, which found the vaccine killed over 200,000 Americans just in 2021 alone. And many more, by the way, estimate many more than 200,000 were killed from the vaccine in 2022. And God knows how many have died, because it's accelerating, how many have died so far to start the first quarter of 2023. So, you know, the mainstream media knows what would happen if they did the poll. That's why they won't do the poll. And the numbers at VAERS are staggering. You know, VAERS shows, I think it's 30,000 deaths. And every study shows that the VAERS is underreported, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, underreports vaccine deaths by a factor of 41. So let's do a little math here. I'll do the math. I know it's well over 30,000 deaths at VAERS, but let's just say it's 30, just to be argument. 30,000 times 41 would be 1,230,000 deaths in the United States. But in any case, the poll at Rasmussen shows just about the same number of people believe they know someone who died of the COVID vaccine as know someone who died of COVID. Very, very scary stuff. Very scary stuff. Alvin Bragg, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, during his 2021 Democrat primary, campaigned on suing the Trump administration more than 100 times, shows a video unearthed by the Republican National Committee. Bragg explained why he should be elected as DA because he wanted to prosecute Trump and his family. I've investigated Trump and his children and held them accountable for the misconduct with the Trump Foundation. I have sued the Trump administration more than 100 times for DACA, the travel ban, separation of children from their families at the border. So I know how to do that work. I mean, why was he even allowed, therefore, to indict Trump? Why would he not have to step aside? Here's a guy who is so biased, and the judge that's handling this case is so biased. He gave donations for Biden. He gave donations to Stop Republicans. He gave donations to all liberal causes. His daughter worked for Kamala Harris. How could you have a kangaroo court in New York where everybody is a sworn Democrat who hates Trump? Explain that to me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.